real this part of the economy.
So when they take me they're not really good. When they take me they're not really good. There's a story with the Pandit Jiro was when he went collecting for punishment, he was asked to go to England. And he went, he was looking at his schedule, and he sees that Sunday night he had to speak in London, and Monday night he was scheduled to speak in Manchester. So, the reason why I was wondering about this is because the guys like decided they have to, I don't know why, but they have to make some kind of a prayer. So Seraskin made last night, and the Olam over here, the Chabura, decided to make tonight. So when they told me about it, I was thinking that, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to speak twice, and I'm not a speaker, and I have to prepare two speeches to get it. So I reminded myself of this story with the Pana Vajrav, so that, similar over here again, the Pana Vajrav had Sunday night in London and Monday night in Manchester, and he was thinking, he's so busy, he's going to have to give a drosha. Fine, connect the drosha Sunday night, unbelievable drosha, and the fundraiser was a huge success. Monday night, he gets up to the podium, throws on his talis, about to give the drosha, and he sees sitting in the first two rows the same chevra that he spoke to last night in London. He's thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? Here I was prepared to say the same exact drosha. What am I going to say? So he started off with it, and he said that I had a big dilemma. Inevitably, when a person prepares two drushas, one of them is going to be better than the other one. And therefore, I had a suffix. If I say the better drasha to London, the people in Manchester are going to be insulted. If I say the better drasha to Manchester, the people from London are going to be insulted. So I decided I'm going to say the same exact drasha. And to prove to you that the same drasha here I brought with me, the first few rows, the chevra from London. So I decided the same thing. If Arze finds out I spoke better to Seraskin, so therefore I brought Nero with me to... At what point, Chesky, did you have that ready? So I brought Mayor with me to vouch that what I'm about to say now, I said it last night. Hulak. I just want to say one thought. It says the story of Eov, that it was on Rosh Hashanah and the Kol boy Ilam Yamul Fonakim Neymarim, Hashem was judging everybody. And the Satan came along with all the Malachim, and Hashem pulls aside the Satan and he points to Eov and he says, Hari Isa Ka'avdi Eov Asher In Kamoy B'chalaret. Have you seen anyone as great as Eov? Ish Tom Viyasha Yurei Elohim. And the Satan says, big deal. Eov has it all. He has health, wealth, beautiful family. If you allow me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to test him, we'll see if he really so stark like you make him out to be. Hashem said, told the Satan, I agree on one condition. Achas nam shayishmar. Just watch over his life. Otherwise, you can do with him as you please, and we'll see if he's going to be Ayyub and Yisrael or not. So the rest of the Sefer goes through how Eov was hit with a lot of Yisurim, physical Yisurim, financial Yisurim. He lost his wife. He lost one kid, another kid, another kid, and Eve started having Sfeikas and Emunah. Until his three friends came, Me'eber Hayam, and they came, and each one in his own way gave him Chizuk, and Eve was able to persevere until the Satan conceded defeat and told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're right, in Kamoy B'chal Ha'aretz, there's no one like Eve. I lost. Fakti Bitzchak Isaac Sher, Shiva Slavati, he asked the Shaila, pushed the Shaila. He said, if the Satan sees that Eov is vulnerable, and he is this close to finishing off Eov, why didn't he just remove the one obstacle that's preventing him from getting Eov? Eov's friend. You can't say he wasn't allowed to kill. He killed over here Eov's wife. His wife. He killed Eov's friend. Eov's kid. Why didn't he kill his friend? Zotri Vaisik Sher, Vaisdor is that Nechal in the Hazhorah, in the tonight that Hashem had made with the Satan of Akas Namshay Shmur, watch over Eov's life and don't kill him. Nechal on a person's nefesh, a person's essence, are his friends. And the same way you can't touch Eov, well, then you can't touch his friends. And therefore, I want to give a Shabbat Vodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for placing me among such a wonderful Chabura, such wonderful Chavrusas, all three Chavrusas from this Chabura, and I'm very grateful that Mamish accomplished a lot. And of course, the backbone behind the Chabura, very grateful to Rabbi Yisrael for all the time he puts in during the Chabura, between Chaburas, off the court, in the locker room. And I want to end with, and of course, the men who put it all together, Yitzchak and Tzvili. And I want to thank Chesky and Rebbetzin for putting together such a beautiful party. It's very much appreciated. I just want to end with one last thought. Rashi, the famous Rashi in Parshas Vayetze, Rashi says, Vayetze Yaakov, Mibarashova, Vayela Chorono, Zav Rashi, Sadik, Yotza, Meir, Pona Hoida, Pona Ziva, Pona Hadora. Now, without comparing myself to Yaakov Avinu, of course, but Parshas Dehara. Rashi speaks all about what the city is losing. Pona Hoida, Pona Ziva, Pona Hadora. The city is losing all this. Parshas Dehara. Yaakov Avinu grew up in Be'er-Shava. He grew up in Be'er-Shava. He had his friends, he had his family, all the memories. Rashi is emphasizing what Be'er-Shava is losing when Yaakov Avinu is going out. What about what Yaakov Avinu is losing, his sentimental heartstrings, all that he's leaving behind, and all the memories that will go down the tube, L'chaira being left behind in Be'er-Shava. Vayis says from Rashi that the people who lose are the city. The guy who's leaving takes with him whatever he accomplished in the place that he's leaving from. The one who's leaving his imprint is no longer going to be left behind in the city. Here, I hope it will be. And thank you very much. Shavir Matzliach. And you should all be Zaycha or Ere B'tuv Yerushalayim Kol Yimei Chayach.
Not for me, it's not for me.